This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can't make it up, guys. AOC.
Here we go.
Spells yeah, stupid.
You just lost me.
Spells stupid. I don't know how else to describe this. AOC equals STUPID.
No.
She's dismissing the crime spike concerns as hysteria.
It's hysteria.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean,
it's not real?
No.
Simple
things
data.
Didn't happen?
Simple data. Tells you what? That we have a spike in crime. And I know it's probably coincidence to her, but it tracks with the defaming and defunding that they are leading on the left against our law enforcement officers.
And you got to love that Bill de Blasio just said he's going to flood the zone now to handle the Times Square crime spikes that they're seeing. All of a sudden, police good. Police are good.
Does AOC have any extra protection around her? Because you know the tendency is they all want to defend the police, but then they want extra protection. Well, why do you think we all want protection?
Can't make it up.
No kidding.
Who's that general that famously said, "You're stuck on stupid"? I think she's... I'm sorry. I don't mean to denigrate the woman, but I don't know what else to say. It's just crazy.
She's denigrating herself. All we're doing is quoting her.
Oh, wait. The bartender's talking again.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by Newsmax. If you're tired of cable news, you do have a choice now. It's Newsmax. More than 40 million Americans are watching. Did you know former President Trump was in Ohio this past Saturday for a big rally? That was his first since leaving office, and you probably didn't know if you weren't watching Newsmax. They carried it live. Newsmax is not afraid of reminding Americans that President Trump had some incredible accomplishments. More than 40 million Americans are watching Newsmax because it's news they can trust. Now, get out a pen, because you can find Newsmax on all of these major cable systems. DirecTV, 349. Dish, 216. Fubo. AT&T TV at 349, Reservation Telephone Co-op 236, Dactel Communications either 338 or 729, North Dakota Telephone Company 246, Northwest Communications Cooperative 381, and Consolidated Cablevision 106. All cable companies within the sound of my voice, major cable systems that have Newsmax. Just check your cable guide and find it. Now, if you're a Midco subscriber, remember they refused to carry Newsmax, so you probably didn't see the Trump rally. Now, Midco carries, count them, 11 liberal news and information channels, but won't carry Newsmax. So many customers are switching from Midco to one of these other cable services that do carry Newsmax. Every day I watch it. Newsmax is the home of real news. I even have the free Newsmax app right here on my phone. You can watch it anywhere. So download the Newsmax app right now. It doesn't cost you a dime. Connects you with one of the best news sources in America. Newsmax, a source you can trust. Speaking of the rally in Ohio, one of the featured speakers shortly before President Trump was our next guest, Dr. Doug Frank. He is a physicist. That's why he has that doctor, a PhD. And a physicist is, when he gets up in the morning, the first minute when the rest of us are kind of, you know, clearing our eyes of the fog of waking up, at that very moment, he's smarter than 99% of us, me included, I know. I don't do math. Dr. Frank, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. It's good to be here. Scott, how are you?
I'm great. Now, you've lost a hat. I like the cowboy hat you had on in Ohio. That was styling.
Well, I needed the hat. It was a sunny, gorgeous Saturday afternoon. And my head would, you know, I've been losing my hair the last couple of years, so I needed some protection.
Well, it looked sharp. You were styling. I love the cowboy hat. It fit perfectly, and it accomplished its goal. So for somebody that's just been dropped off by the turnip truck, and they're not following the tick-tock of Election 2020, bring me back to what you've unearthed.
Well, I was brought into the election discussion because I had been modeling COVID all last year, I had about 150,000 people following me on social media. I was graphing all 50 states and 30 countries. So politicians across the country were using me as a reference to know where their county or their city stood in terms of COVID, the actual data. I heard you talking with your partners there earlier about AOC, and, you know, when you just show data, you don't even have to interpret it. You just show people data. It's often surprising. So anyway, that's what got me into it. And a team in Pennsylvania brought me in because they didn't believe the results of their elections. So I began analyzing their data, and it didn't take me long at all to find all sorts of anomalies in their data. And in the process, though, I'm a physicist, and physicists think a certain way. Physicists look for models to describe what they observe. So here I've got all these data in front of me, and I like to make the metaphor that I swim in the data. Imagine pouring all the data into a swimming pool, and then I swim around in it, and you know, you kind of look for patterns. And so I was swimming around in the data, and I started noticing some patterns, and sure enough, I figured out, in those early days, I figured out one of the patterns, which was a key pattern, which is how they were inflating the registration databases. And then that was a great lead, and I followed that lead. And before I knew it, I figured out many of the algorithms that are controlling and manipulating our elections. So that's what I've done. What has Dr. Frank done? He's figured out the algorithms that are being used to manipulate and control our elections.
And you talked about the registration databases. So that was sort of the first smoking gun, if you will, to say, wait a minute, they inflate the registrations, so then when these extra votes come in, where they're taking this algorithm and they didn't just like switch it up, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, they had a formula all the way through. So first talk about the registration database and how you unearthed that.
Well, every county has what they call a registration database. It's where just think of it as a list of everybody who's eligible to vote and is registered. And the, you know, if you were to go to the DMV or something like that, you would register to vote. Well, guess what? Your name would be put in there. Or if you were to contact your local board of elections and register to vote, your name is in there. And most of those databases don't merely contain your name and address, but they also contain your voter histories. And states and counties maintain those. The election companies like selling those to the politicians because then during election time, they know who to go knock on their doors and whatnot. So this centralizing of databases is very popular. However, the bad thing about doing that is anytime you have a centralized database, guess what? You're giving that information to a lot of people, not just who you intend to give it to. So the registration database is kind of the master list of voters. Now, before the election, that list is basically hacked by people from the outside who want to control the outcome of the election. And they basically insert all sorts of voters. These could be people that are dead. They could be people that moved away years ago. But because they've been doing this for many years, they basically have a list of all the people that formerly were on the database. So they just basically re-add them back in again. Or it could just be people that they've learned never vote. And so then what happens is that gives them a credit line, essentially, of phantom voters, we call them, people who you can put in a ballot for them. Nobody even knows that that person didn't really vote. A ballot shows up for somebody, which, of course, mail-in voting just totally just makes that a piece of cake. So the registration database is inflated. Then that allows them to insert all kinds of ballots for people that aren't really voting.
So we heard that that was sort of a crackpot thing. This idea that more people voted than were registered, that's crazy, but that's what you just described is how they did it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's not hypothetical. We have the evidence of that. I mean, for example, in several counties around the country, you'll remember a couple of years ago, Trump even tweeted. He was out, you know, Trump was always tweeting. He tweeted that he said they're going to try to steal this election. You know, he was telling everybody that. Well, because of that, there are several patriots around the country who are white hat hackers, essentially, and cyber experts. And they were on alert weeks leading up to the election and during the election, and they recorded the activity during the election. So it's not hypothetical because we actually have recordings of the registration databases before, during, and after the election. And we've caught them. In one district alone in the state of Pennsylvania, we caught them adding 50,000 people that weren't real voters before the election. They put in ballots for them, and within 2 months after the election, they removed them again. So, in other words, you stick them in, they vote, and you take them out again. And we interrogated the Secretary of State about it at that time. This was back in December. And the Secretary of State said, oh, yeah, we're removing them because those people have moved away. Well, yeah, they moved away, but they moved away 10 years ago. Okay. So
wow.
In other words, we've caught them doing it. It's not hypothetical. We have images of the registration database in real time. We did the same thing in Michigan, by the way. We've got multiple states around the country where we have – it's not just hypothetical. Now, the cool thing is once you've got the evidence and you know that's what they're doing, then you don't necessarily always have to have the core forensic evidence anymore to prove that it's happening in another state. You can use the algorithm to back prove. You know, once the evidence is there, the evidence is there. You don't necessarily have to have all of it every time.
And there was a rhyme or reason to how they would do the numbers and what it later correlated, where you start looking at comparisons and you say, wow, this is what they're doing and how they did it. Dr. Yes. Frank, hold tight. We'll continue this conversation on the other end of the break. Call us if you have any questions, too.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
On your mind, 20 past the hour. Dr. Doug Frank with us. More with him in just a moment here after I tell you about Kinder Care. The folks that use innovative, meaningful ways to deliver in-person care person centric. That's what it is. In other words, they're all about the person, meeting them where they're at, and they do that with companion care, and adult day services, assisted living, in a very innovative way. They provide a safe, real home environment for your loved ones, revolutionizing the definition of assisted living. They really have. And they do that not just as a facility, they do it as a home. They're not a building, they're a family. You can see what I'm talking about if you go to their website, kindercarefargo.com, or call Melanie, text Melanie for a tour today of Kinder Care. West Fargo on Shiloh Street, beautiful setting, two homes, 12-bed units, fairly new, one built in 2015, another in 2012, right next to each other, 3 acres of land in a beautiful, quiet country setting. Got the dogs out there, got home cooking, it's just wonderful. 701-261-3246. 261-3246, or go to kindercarefargo.com. Back with a physicist, an academic, who's approached this whole topic of election integrity from a numbers standpoint, just pure numbers. Dr. Doug Frank with us today on the program. So the first scam is inflating the registration database. And then you mentioned earlier the algorithm. You obviously have to have higher registration databases to be able to employ an algorithm that then would say, for every Trump vote, let's count it less than one. For every Biden vote, let's count it more than one. Talk about the math there and what you unearthed, Dr. Frank.
All right. So think about this for a minute. If you flip votes or you miscount votes, then after the election, it's a pretty easy cheat to catch. So a better cheat is to merely put in a bunch of false ballots, because then the machine just counts the ballots and the numbers in the machine agree. So that's the preferred way of cheating. And what I've seen around the country is most of the time that's what's going on. And so when people get, you know, their gander up and say, hey, we want a recount, a lot of the times the recount just agrees with the machines, because it's the problem isn't the machine itself doing counting. The problem is that they've stuffed a whole bunch of phantom ballots. So if you think about it, it's a pretty good way to cheat. So what you end up doing is you need to find those phantom voters. Now, in Michigan, for example, we know the machines were flipping ballots, and in other places, we know we've got them flipping ballots as well. So I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, but to me, the way the algorithm works primarily is the machines are valuable because they're constantly reporting where you stand. Now, think about it. If you're going to inflate the registration database, you can't just like add a million 60-year-olds. That would stick out. You have to know how many of each age to add so that you're adding people reasonably to the database. And so what reference point would you use to know how many 60-year-olds to add, how many 50-year-olds to add? Well, you use the 2010 census. And the reason you use the 2010 census is because it's the most current census of our country where you know the detail by every single age. Now, of course, it's 10 years old, so you have to shift it to the right. You have to shift it to later ages. And that's what I was showing in my talk in the rally yesterday at the president's rally. I showed taking the 2010 census and shifting it 10 years to the right. Now, when you do that, you're just using the shape of the census, not the numbers, using the shape. And then what you do is you use the local county numbers, and you can download those from the U.S. Census as well, and you basically normalize the curve, it's called, in mathematics. You just make the shape fit, and that's how you know how many people to add. That's the first step of the algorithm. You shift it to the right, you know, to a later date, you normalize it to the local 2019 census, and then you fill up registrations to that point. And I showed those graphs in my presentation yesterday, and you can see it's just stunning correlation. So that's the first algorithm that you run. And then the second algorithm you run is, okay, now we've got this registration database. And if you think about it, you need to have more people registered than vote. Nobody's going to believe it if every person who registered turns in a ballot. So you have to have more people registered than you have voters. So that's another reason they inflate it. Now, in places where they got to win, they can't lose, they inflate the registration database so much that there are more people registered than there are people that live there. And that's one of the other slides I put in yesterday's talk, is I showed there's an article back in October of last year, before the election, where Judicial Watch showed that it's something like 330 counties across the country had more people registered than they had people living there. So it's not just me that have noticed that this is a problem. So that's the first real algorithm. And once I figured that out, then the rest just kind of naturally flowed. And like you pointed out, I'm a physicist, and we physicists like to follow the data. So the data were guiding me through each step of the algorithm. And then as I began to develop discover and develop the algorithms that are kind of back calculating how they were doing this, at each step of the way, you know, I'm a good scientist. We would do an experiment. So I would say, well, gee, if they stuck in this many phantom voters, let's see if we can find them in real life. So then we would do canvassing and we would pound the pavement. And sure enough, we would find exactly the number of people exactly like we were predicting. You know, you knock on a door and you know, there are two registered voters at a particular residence. You know, you can look at the registration database and see that there are two registered voters. And you walk up, knock on the door, and you say, hi, yeah, hi, Mr. Mary and John Smith. And they say, no, we're not Mary and John Smith. They moved away years ago. And you go, oh, wait a minute. You know, so then you walk away and you look at your registration database. Sure enough, Mary and John Smith voted and they're registered to that address. But now you know that somebody else put those ballots in. Or another example would be you knock on the door and there's eight people registered to that address and seven ballots from that address. But when you knock on the door and you talk to the people that live there, there are only two people that live there. So you know there are lots of phantom ballots. So in other words, what I'm trying to point out is it's not just algorithms. It's algorithms, and then we do experiments because that's the scientific method. You make a prediction. You do the experiment, comes back the way you predict, aha. So that's kind of the process that I used for months, guiding me through to learn all the algorithms, confirm all the algorithms. Now it's not hypothetical anymore.
Have you done an analysis to say how long something like this has been going on? This is obviously 2020 you're talking about, but have we seen it other places when you do the same analysis?
Yes, I've seen it. So you asked me two questions there. Let me answer the second one because it's the easier one. Every county I've checked so far in the country, the algorithm is operating. And what was interesting is as I was finding it, I was like, well, wait a minute, how can this be? But then I got to see absolute proof from Mr. Lindell, where they show 2,900 counties getting hacked out of our 3,300 counties. So, yes, it's in every county. So the answer to your second question is it's everywhere throughout the country. The second thing, the first question you asked was how long has this been going on? So I haven't done this in every county because obviously a lot of work.
Hold that thought if you would, Dr. Frank. We're going to break. I want to let you finish on the other side of the break. Fascinating conversation. Plus, Rob Carson, Newsmax coming
up.
Hi,
my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bosser at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I'm always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bosser, 701-261-8359, NMLS number 1908175.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States attacked militants in the Middle East Sunday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
Iran's Ayatollah regime has refused to provide the images of its nuclear sites to the International Atomic Energy Agency. On Sunday, Iranian officials announced the monitoring agreement has expired. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Exit 292 off Valley City, off I-94 rather, Valley City. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham today. That's the kind of home cooking they have. You can stop at Harwood and 12th Avenue off I-29, West Main from either I-29 or west out on just west of West Fargo, I guess, on I-94 as well. Either location you can come in there. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Glendon, Euland, they've got it all. PetroServe USA. Today, any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents at most of their locations. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. The two homemade cookies in a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. PetroServe USA. And the last chance to get tie-dye caps for $10.99. The three-piece of scrunchies in assorted, that's a good deal, too. $5.99. Also, the Sweet Chaos 5.5-ounce bag, only $2.99, or the Steak Strips Jack Links are $3.89 at a PetroServe USA near you.
You know what the problem is with those steak strips?
What?
They don't come in a big enough bag.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
mind like a double that size.
Oh.
$3.89. They're so dang good. They really are. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. More with Dr. Doug Frank, physicist. So my other question was, do we now know, knowing what we know, that this was done in other elections besides 2020? Your answer for that, Dr. Frank? Oh, thank you. And the cowboy hat's back on. He brought this is the famous rally cap.
We
call it the rally cap. I love it. In addition to the digital colored bow tie there, you are looking sharp, sir. I love it.
This is a periodic table.
Oh, is it a periodic table? Okay, I love it. Beautiful. I can't see quite enough there. I thought it was like digital packets or something. But
no worries. Yeah, they could be PCAPs, yeah.
Right, exactly.
There's a candidate for governor in Ohio. His name is Joe Blystone, and he's famous for his big beard and his big cowboy hat. And he gave this to me on Saturday, and I got on Sunday, at the rally. I guess it was Saturday. And it saved the day because my head was getting burned out there in that sun. So thank you, Joe Blystone, for that. Anyway, the question is, are our elections, how long has this been going on? Well, I haven't done the forensic work in every county and every state. Obviously, it's way too much work. But I've done it in enough places now that I can pretty safely tell you that it began in the early 2000s, 2004, 2006, definitely there's evidence of it. And you can see it growing in. especially in 2016, a massive amount of it. And people, you know, people are saying, well, gee, if it was being manipulated in 2016, how come Trump still won? And the answer is simple. He overwhelmed the algorithm. Remember, the first thing they do beforehand is they inflate the database. They inflate the registration database and print phantom ballots. The problem is they way underestimated his popularity. He just overwhelmed it. And it's one of the reasons why Hillary, you know, she didn't concede the election, because if the fix was in, there was no way she could lose, and she did.
Who is the fix in by? Who's doing this?
Well, in Pennsylvania, we subpoenaed the records to find out who was getting into the databases. And when I tell you this, it's kind of shocking. But in 2015, the state of Pennsylvania, this is not like nefarious, the state of Pennsylvania gave access officially to Rock the Vote, Hillary Clinton campaign, and 30 of their partner organizations. I mean, it was celebrated in the media. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Look how we're getting everybody registered. No, it's not wonderful. You're going out there registering a whole bunch of people who never vote. You're basically giving away all those phantom votes when you do that. So we have logs of them logging in, making the changes, adding the voters, et cetera. Well, you'd be, maybe you're not shocked, but I was surprised to discover that in 2020, the same thing was going on. The Hillary Clinton campaign is still accessing their database, still making changes. So there are groups on the left. Now, you know, and I know, when you're sitting at your computer typing, it could be you or it could be your son typing at the computer. So you don't always know who's actually driving the computer on the other side. But we do have the logs knowing where the people are that are logging in. And it's very clear that there's a technocracy that is controlling this around the country. And people say, well, gee, Dr. Frank, you know, you'd have to have this massive conspiracy in order to pull this off. And I don't think it has to be as widespread as you think. I kid with people, but it's really the truth that if you give me an internet connection and you put me in my own basement, I could do all of Ohio just from my basement myself.
But that explains sort of adding to the, you know, inflating the database so you can then make the cheat not look like the cheat.
Right.
But the actual hacking we heard about from these whistleblowers that have come forward and taken the pictures, this was a cyber attack from China, right? So what definitely this technocracy, as you call it, but it's also us looking the other way while it's happening.
Well said. I think that's a really good way to put it. They're looking the other way. A lot of people, I don't think there's many dirty Board of Elections and dirty Secretary of States as people might think, but I would not hold them totally innocent, because some of them know there's corruption and they're just kind of looking the other way and taking the money. But then also, if you think about it, we Americans, we've been hacking other countries' elections for decades. Are you kidding? Why would we expect other countries not to be trying to hack ours?
Yeah.
I mean, of course they're going to be hacking ours. So some of this is from China, and I got to hand it to Mr. Lindell. He's a true patriot. He was given a massive amount of electronic data back in January 9th. And that's what he describes in that movie, Absolute Proof, the movie produced by Mary Fannin and Brandon House. And they produced that movie, Absolute Proof. And when I was watching that, I already knew some of the algorithms at that point, and I hadn't met them yet. When I was watching Absolute Proof, I was like, oh, yeah, this is the evidence that complements my math. But Mike didn't just sit on his hands that whole time. He then sent out teams to go to these places and actually capture forensic images of those computers to prove that they really were being hacked from those locations. You know, I can make it look like I'm in China or I'm in Spain when I'm on the computer. It's called a VPN. I can make it look like I'm anywhere. So he went the extra mile and actually hired like Mission Impossible teams and secret agents to actually go to a lot of these locations and prove out that, yep, this actually took place from there. So when you talk to Mike, he doesn't mince words. He says, this is a hack from China. And he's not just hypothesizing that. He's got the hard evidence that shows, yep, there were actually hacks from China.
And we could take comfort in the fact that if that is ultimately proven to the point where it's now believed by a court of law and by these states who then have to go back and certify things differently because the Electoral College was wrongly decided because it was based on this flawed information in these states. But I would hope that Americans, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, would come together and say, look, this is foreign interference in election. This is a cyber attack. We want the true result and avoid, you know, the chaos that could come from an election being overturned based on the facts. And question, you know, one of our listeners is asking, why won't Republicans do this? We knew 2020 was going to be rigged. We knew the Democrats were going to cheat, yet Republicans did nothing either to fortify the process or cheat it successfully. They deserve the loss. I mean, is that fair to say that they should have known this was going to happen? We should have been watching for it? Or is the big reveal that happened now enough to say, well, now it's very evident how they do it? I mean, did anybody really have enough information prior to election 2020 and the aftermath to know they could be this sophisticated, Dr. Frank?
I think our secretaries of states, I think our leaders know how vulnerable we were. And I think many of them, nevertheless, like the system this way. Just ask the question, why do we have electronic systems in the first place? I mean, when I was a boy, we had the 12 PTA ladies going around knocking on every door in the precinct. They verified every voter was who they were. They got the signatures. They knew everybody was there. And on election day, I remember my mom taking my hand and walking me into the polls. And they're those same 12 PTA ladies. And they had a secure election and they called the numbers in and you could verify them afterwards. What is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Sure, you always have a little cheating here and there, but by centralizing our databases, by making everything so electronic, we've basically exposed ourselves to massive scale corruption and the politicians know we're exposed to it. Why do they like it so much? Why? I mean, the Secretary of State is putting electronic machines in all the precincts and they're not even asking for it. Why? Politicians like having knowledge during the elections. Most people don't realize this, but at every point during the election, politicians can know legally every person who has voted and who hasn't voted. And they like having that knowledge. You know, if they're running behind and they think they're running behind, they can go out and pound on doors. Well, they need to know who hasn't voted. They can go out and get out the vote to support them. They like having that information. The problem is, if you're giving them the information, you're giving the people that are our enemies the information as well. And that's what's happening. Now, if you pay a little extra, you can also know the tally in real time, because those tallies are also available, but just not everybody has access to those.
Well, this is going mainstream. The fact that you were at the rally, the fact that this was seen by a wider audience. If you go to frankspeech.com, you can watch Dr. Frank be interviewed and the documentaries and just do some critical thinking, pay attention. I was amazed, and I just double-checked again right now, to find absolutely nothing to speak of. In the last story was like, I forget when, months ago, I guess there's one 2 weeks ago, Salon.com mocking, Mike Lindell. But his speech, his presentation at the Trump rally in Ohio, where the president is talking about him, talking about Mike Lindell, nowhere in the mainstream media today, according to Google. Unbelievable. Dr. Frank, keep up the good fight. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate you.
Oh, delighted to be here.
Look forward to future conversations. Rob Carson from Rob Carson's What in the World joins us now. You can see him on Newsmax. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Pardon the green screen. I just got off the set of the Avengers, the latest Avengers movie, and I'm the new Loki.
Are you?
So,
yeah.
You had the green screen for the superhero shots. So
right.
There you go.
He's referring to those of you that are watching online, which we have at frankspeech.com right now, and our Facebook page as well, What's on Your Mind, so check that out. So, what in the world?
Yes.
What in the world? Tell me what I need to know about What in the World on Newsmax.
I'll just tell you in a nutshell. I've been in radio since 1989. As soon as I graduated from college, Northwest Missouri State University, I moved to Columbia, Missouri, making 18.5. Started writing for a guy named Rush Limbaugh. Have you ever heard of him?
I have.
I started writing comedy for Rush Limbaugh right out of college to subsidize my $18,500 a year salary. fast forward, flirted with talk radio forever, flirted with talk radio,
Hold that thought, Rob. Hold that thought. We've got to go to a hard break here, but I want to continue this. Lots of time on the other side of the break with Rob Carson.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Just across the Missouri River from Bismarck on the strip in Mandan. Whether you're looking for, say, a Buick or a GMC Sierra pickup or one of the used vehicles, your warranties for a lifetime on all new Buicks, GMCs, and most of those late model used vehicles as well. Shop, click, drive. You can even schedule your appointment online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Rob Carson from Rob Carson's What in the World. So you were telling us about your journey to how you got to Newsmax.
I was in an abusive relationship with music radio for a number of years. And about 2 years ago, I came to Kansas City about 5 years ago to do a morning show, of course, was summarily fired for making too much money. Built a home studio, got some help from a buddy of mine who I've known for a while, Dan Bongino. Yeah, it's a name drop, but I know him. He's my friend. He helped me out. And then about 2 years ago, I get a call from a guy named Chris Ruddy, and he goes, "Rob Carson, where have you been all my life?" And I said, "Well, I've been in an abusive relationship with radio." He said, "You're great. We want to give you a show." And so my podcast was called Rob, What in the World is Going On with Rob Carson, which is, has so much nuance. And he said, "No, we want to make it Rob Carson's What in the World. You're going to own it." And I said, "Okay." And then started doing it. November the 4th, things just blew up. I mean, I'm in radio, and I've done radio in Minneapolis and Cincinnati and Washington, D.C. I've never gotten the response that the TV show did. And it is I try to make it into like a conservative daily show because you know as well as I do that a late-night comedy television, Comedy Central, is dominated by the left. And there's a reason why I use the name Johnny Carson, because Johnny Carson was my Rob Carson. Johnny Carson was my idol when I was a kid. So I've always wanted to do TV, but I kept going back to radio, and here we are. And now we're doing the podcast, too, which is called the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson. It's about 45 minutes every day that has real analysis, real conservative analysis, and also some comedy occasionally. It's kind of crazy how that happens. You can get it at Apple Podcasts at the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson.
And Rob Carson's What in the World is Saturdays at 8 o'clock for those of us in Central time zones on Newsmax. Which some listeners are telling me, we've got a few other places that Newsmax is on besides our list we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
What did I see here? Maybe it was on my text.
Well, it's all over the place.
It's not on Midco. We're trying to change that, but it's amazing how many places that it is, and I think that's fantastic. So keep telling us where you're getting it and keep watching it. Another person said you can download Newsmax on Roku as well. I got Roku. Love that. Love it. So it's on a few other, it's everywhere except Midco. We haven't quite figured that out. So, and you know what? I think humor is so important these days because people can become pressure cookers in this environment. You really can. If you have any kind of critical thinking skills at all, you see what's happening all around you, and it'd be very easy to just lose your marbles. And so if we got to laugh through this and keep our sense of humor and all of it. I'm really glad you do what you do, Rob, in that front.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was able to write comedy in 2020. So, I mean, it's like, okay, we're going to launch your show, and then all of a sudden this COVID nonsense hit the fan, and I always like to say 2020 was 2020 because it was 2020. That's the only reason 2020 was so terrible, because it was 2020. That's it. That's that. But well into the Biden administration, 5 months into the Biden administration, there are people actually nostalgic for it, for 2020. Yeah, humor is incredibly important. When I started writing for Rush, I convinced him with a friend of mine named Rusty Humphreys to run parodies. Rush is already a naturally funny person. Rush is an entertaining person. And Rush, like your show, guys, connects. That's why people listen, because there are a million opinions out there. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion. But it's connection that really makes a difference. And if you can disarm the competition with humor, I suffer some attacks on social media, but I assume probably nowhere near the vitriol that some hosts get because I use humor. And even, I think even left-leaning or liberal political ideologues can at least laugh along with it. I mean, I laughed at Jon Stewart the other night on the Colbert Show talking about the no duh that the COVID virus came from a lab in Wuhan. I thought that was really funny. Colbert I don't particularly find very funny because he's very vitriolic and very mean-spirited and says awful things. But I think humor's important. You like to laugh.
Rob, that even liberals are starting to laugh at some of the jokes about Biden's cognitive decline. I mean, it's like, how can they ignore it anymore, right? So, there's memes everywhere, and they seem to be kind of... they're having to acknowledge through humor that this is tragic, but also funny, right?
Well, it is tragic. And I think more so for the country, to be quite honest.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden. I think he is a swamp dweller who's lived in Washington, D.C. for 50 years. He's done nothing. He's proposing solutions for problems that have existed as long as he's been in office. You know, he is a bully. And so I don't feel sorry for him. I'm sorry. It's bad. I feel bad for his family. I feel bad for his wife. And I feel bad for the country. And as I like to say with regard to Joe Biden and his cognitive impairment, the emperor is naked. He is on a parade float. There's a marching band in front. There's spotlights on either side. And there's a police escort. I mean, it's fairly obvious. And everybody's getting it. And I'm not going to throw kudos at Joe Rogan or Bill Maher when they suddenly discover what we've known forever.
Yeah,
you know,
no kidding.
At least it's bleeding into the opposite side of the political spectrum. And they're at least finally willing to admit, duh.
What in the world? Rob Carson, watch it on Newsmax. Listener says United and Turtle Mountain Communications and Botno Rolla and Langdon have it too. Channel 1200 for Newsmax. Download the podcast wherever you get podcasts as well. See Rob Carson. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for making us laugh. Keep up the great work at Newsmax. You're awesome. What a talent. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.